So one of the big questions of the day is, how do you select between the three CDK inhibitors? Everybody has their own formula, but it seems to kind of circle around toxicity and schedule from what I'm hearing. I haven't heard anybody say they think there's a difference in efficacy, although I have heard people say that about Abema, that they think maybe it's more potent, that they like the continuous dosing biologically. From your point of view, and your colleague, you know, Hal Burstein has this slide where he says, I know I'm not supposed to do this, but he puts the hazard ratios of these drugs up there. Can you pull out a difference or even inkling?
No. So I think they're, you know, in terms of clinical results, they're all about the same. There's an occasional patient that you don't want to make potentially neutropenic where you would use Abema. But the truth is that diarrhea tends to be more bothersome to patients than asymptomatic neutropenia. I think many of us have this sense that Abema should be the best drug, but it hasn't been shown to be the best drug. And so for the most part, I use Palbo in an upfront setting. If for some reason I want to emphasize CNS penetration, I'm a little bit more likely to use Abema because it's shown some activity in the CNS. But, you know, I don't think we have a final answer here.
You said in terms of best drug, but I've also heard people bring up the schedule sort of. Actually, Joyce O'Shaughnessy is on the same program that you are, and she doesn't like the idea of them going without the drug and the possibility, even though it's maybe you don't see it in clinical data, of, you know, letting the tumor grow for a week or so.
Yeah, you know, I think it's fine to have those ideas and to use that as a scientific hypothesis and ask a question either in the laboratory or in the context of a trial to address it. But clinically, I don't know that it makes a difference going off for a week. And so I tend to save those kinds of observations for designing future research, not for dictating my clinical practice.